Causes of the ozone layer depletion. Chlorofluorocarbons, or CFC gas, have caused a severe damage to the ozone layer. These are released by refrigerators, air conditioners, etc. Deforestation is permanent loss of forests and woodlands. Loss of trees means more quantity of carbon dioxide in the air. Half of the wood harvested in the world is used as fuel wood and charcoal. This also adds large quantity of carbon dioxide to the air. Now moving on to the impact of global warming. Now children, with more and more heat trapped on Earth, the planet is becoming warmer day by day, which means the weather all over the Earth will change. Summers will get hotter and winters will become warmer. The change in the weather will affect not only animals and human beings, but also plants. Now, higher temperature will make the waters of the seas and oceans expand. Ice melting in Antarctic and Greenland will flow into the sea, and sea level will rise. Now, higher sea levels will threaten the low-lying coastal areas of the world. Many people will have to leave their homes, and large areas of farmland will be ruined because of the floods. Now, change in the weather will also affect the types of crops grown in different parts of the world. Now, it takes millions of years for life to become used to the conditions on the earth. As weather and temperature changes, the homes of plants and animals will be affected all over the world. Now, how can we help in reducing global warming? Plant more trees or afforestation. Ban on use of chlorofluorocarbons. Use of energy-efficient vehicles. Using alternative energy resources like solar, wind and tidal. Following principles of 3 R's: reuse, recycle and reduce. I hope you enjoyed your lesson, children. Have a good day.